The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Retold by F.H. Cornish.
Chapter 9. The Pirates. Tom was very unhappy. He was in trouble, and Becky did not love him. He was going to leave home forever. Sadly, Tom walked away from St. Petersburg. He met his friend Joe Harper. Joe was walking away from the town, too.
"Goodbye, Joe," said Tom. "Nobody loves me. I'm leaving home."
"Oh," replied Joe.
"Well, I'm leaving home, too. My mother is angry with me."
"Let's leave St. Petersburg together," said Tom.
"Yes," said Joe. "We'll be hungry and cold. We'll die. Then everybody will be sad."
Tom did not like Joe's idea. He did not want to die.
"Let's be pirates," he said. "Let's go to Jackson's Island and be pirates."
"What do pirates do?" asked Joe.
"They fight other pirates," replied Tom. "They find buried treasure under the ground. Gold and silver and jewels. They sink ships to the bottom of the sea."
"Yes," said Joe happily. "Let's be pirates, and let's ask Huck to come. Huck can be a pirate too."
It was midnight on Tuesday. Tom was 2 miles from St. Petersburg. He was standing next to a small wooden boat. Soon, Huck and Joe arrived.
"I've got some cake," said Tom. "What have you got?"
"Well, I've got a piece of meat and some corn," said Huck.
"Well, I've got a cooking pot and a fishing line," said Joe. "Come on, pirates, let's get into the boat."
At 2 o'clock in the morning, the pirates were on Jackson's Island. Jackson's Island was 3 miles from St. Petersburg. It was a long, narrow island in the Mississippi River. There were lots of trees in the middle of the island. There were sandy beaches round the edge of the island. Nobody lived on Jackson's Island. The pirates took their things from the boat. There was an old sail in the boat. The pirates made a tent with the old sail.
"This is our camp," said Tom.
Huck lit a fire. Then they cooked some meat and corn in Joe's cooking pot. They ate their meal. Then they lay down next to the fire.
"This is wonderful," said Tom. "We don't have to wake early."
"We don't have to go to school," said Joe.
"What do pirates do?" asked Huck.
"Oh," said Tom, "they fight other pirates, and they find buried treasure under the ground." "They sink ships to the bottom of the sea," said Joe.
Soon, the pirates were asleep. Tom woke late in the morning. It was very quiet, and the sun was warm.
"Come on," he shouted.
He took off his clothes and ran into the river. Huck and Joe were soon in the water, too. The pirates swam for a while. Then they went back to their camp. The pirates were happy and very hungry. Huck lit the fire again. Joe cut some meat into pieces, and Tom caught some fish. They cooked the food, and they had a big meal. In the afternoon, the pirates sat down near some trees. They talked for a few minutes, but soon they were silent. Tom thought about Aunt Polly. Joe thought about his mother. Huck thought about St. Petersburg. They did not say anything. Suddenly, there was a loud noise. The boys ran to the beach. A steamboat was on the river about a mile away. The noise was from a big gun on the steamboat. There were lots of people on the steamboat. Many small boats were on the river, too.
"Somebody is dead," said Tom. "Somebody has drowned in the river."
"Yes, that's right,"
said Huck. They fire the gun over the water. Then the dead body comes to the top of the water. I remember. Bill Turner was drowned last year. They fired the gun then.
Who is drowned this year?
Asked Joe. Suddenly, Tom knew.
It's us! He shouted. We're drowned!
This was very exciting news. Tom, Huck, and Joe were very pleased. People were looking for the boys' bodies. They were important people now. But in the evening, the boys were sad. They were very quiet. At last, Joe spoke.
Let's go home, he said quietly. It's boring here.
Go home, then, said Tom angrily.
Well, I'm going, said Joe.
He stood up.
We're staying, aren't we, Huck? Said Tom.
Huck looked at Tom.
Oh, Tom, he said. I want to go, too. I'm bored, too. Let's all go.
I won't go, said Tom. You two can go. I'm staying.
Huck and Joe started to walk away. Suddenly, Tom had a wonderful idea.
Wait! Wait! He shouted. I want to tell you something.
Joe and Huck ran back, and Tom told them his idea. Huck and Joe did not go home that evening. The next day, the pirates went swimming again. They caught some fish, and they climbed some trees, and they looked for buried treasure. In the evening, they had a big meal of fish and meat. Then, they fell asleep.